We're touring the country to hear from you ahead of next week's vote. Today we're on a trip to Tip. Cian McCormack is in the RTE Roadcaster in Thurles. Cian, what have people been telling you in North Tipperary?
Yeah, well, Gavin, the issues that they were raising with me, as you've been hearing through the programme, were a mix of housing, health, the cost of living, the university hospital in Limerick, public spending, policing and immigration. But here's a reminder of what people were saying here in North Tipperary yesterday.
I don't own my own home, and I don't think I ever will. I'm 50 years old now, and I'm born and bred here. I'm as Irish as Shamrock.
Two of my children are abroad. I have one in London and one in Switzerland. It's a pity to see them all leaving.
They all leaving? Is it just maybe your two?
No, on the whole, with all of my friends, I would say 80% of them, of their children, are abroad. Now, I would hope that they would be able to come back into Ireland at some stage. And again, I suppose the biggest issue would be housing.
Just what's the biggest issue for you?
Biggest issue is the waste of money with the government this year. And
like what?
First was a bike shed. Then you had a hut for security costing big money, nothing done about it. Then you had this thing, pockets, what was it, for phones in school? Wasted money big time when it should be put into teachers and into the guards.
How would you describe your mood?
Very disappointed with what's going on in the country.
Well, what did you think of the budget then? Did you benefit from any aspect of it?
Yeah, the budget wasn't so bad.
Did you benefit in the budget?
A little bit. I live on my own. Yeah, they got a living alone allowance a little bit. Yeah, yeah. We're not too bad.
Everybody social welfare payments,
no. But the cost of living is not as bad.
So you're the first person I've met, and I've been going around for the past 2 weeks, who's said the cost of living isn't too bad.
No.
How are you doing?
Because I'll tell you why. Yeah, I was in a supermarket and I was in two of them. And they have cheap corners. And you get stuff that's reduced with yellow labels on. And if you shop around, food is not there.
Now,
and people are living above their means today and they won't admit it. And that's why they're saying the cost of living is high.
I know the cost of living has been a really big issue over the last few years. And we have benefited from some of the recent budgets. But maybe lower than the marginal rate of tax would be great, I think. Obviously, in a tax system, it has to be beneficial for everyone, and marginally for everyone. Especially, I know there's people on the marginal line who really need kind of help. And yeah, I think that's kind of the main issue for us. I don't think that there's other issues like immigration, but it wouldn't be top of my agenda. I mean.
Well, Fiona Sheehan, Ireland editor with the Irish Independent, and Donald Doyle, head of news with Tip FM, are with me here in the Roadcaster in Liberty Square. First, Donald, housing, cost of living, health, immigration, all featured as talking points when we were going around the constituency yesterday. What do you feel is the most important issue to voters in North Tipperary?
Yeah, well, you've covered them all there, really, Cian. Cost of living and housing are the biggest by far. And the first time we spoke, I mentioned immigration to you. You were slightly surprised, but we do still have issues like that in pockets around Ross Grey. In fact, one of the candidates on the ballot paper is one of the prominent figures in the protest group, Justin Phelan. So those are the issues. Health, of course, is big with the problems at UHL, but everyone's fairly united in looking for an emergency department here in Nina, so it's not necessarily going to be a big election issue.
Fiona, you're from Thurles. How would you describe the mood here?
Yeah, it was going to be a fairly flat election here. The retirement suddenly a month ago of Jackie Cahill, the Fianna Fáil sitting TD, has caused a flurry of excitement as a result of that, and it has resulted in more candidates coming into the field as well. So you do have that mix of national issues that are as prevalent here as they are everywhere else, but with particular nuances on it around, if it's transport, you have that mix here where you're actually in the commuter belt, but you also have a rural transport issue, and you've got problems about getting around the county itself. Likewise, on health service, it is very specific to the UHL issue.
And you can see that transport issue this morning here in Liberty Square, because there's just a stream of articulated trucks through the town, and that's an issue for the town, isn't it, Donald?
It's a huge issue for the town, and it's coming to the fore again in the past week, in that we had the local chamber and business groups were coming up to a local MDC meeting, a local authority meeting, in protest over plans to take parking spaces here out of the centre of the top of the square and reduce the lanes of traffic. So the call for a bypass here in Thurles, it isn't on the national agenda, but it's huge for local businesses.
Well, if you know, North Tip, it's a three-seater. It's back as a constituency on its own. Before this, for the last two elections, it was with South Tipperary as a five-seater in Tipperary. So sketch out now the geography of the constituency. What areas have been added and what TDs are running in it?
Yeah, so it's reunited within the county boundaries and has taken a scalp of Kilkenny as well. Small pocket up the north of Kilkenny has come into to Tipperary North. So the technical title is Tipperary North, West Kilkenny. As a result of that, you know, there has been some focus on, you know, you need to be also representing the newcomers into the county, introduce them to things like the Game of Hurling and so on. But you're going from basically way up top from the bottom of Loch Derg all the way down here to Ron, but the Thurles to the Horse and Jockey.
So you've part of Newport coming in as well. Just tell us the TDs, because we need to maybe start talking about the runners and riders too.
Yeah, so it's appropriate that we're outside the Arch Bar here on Liberty Square in Thurles, the traditional spiritual home of Fianna Fáil, because all the focus really is on Fianna Fáil in this election. As a result of Jackie Gall dropping out, we have two runners, Michael Smith Jr., who is the son and long-serving councillor of the former minister, Michael Smith, from Ross Gray, but also Ryan O'Mara, a new councillor from Nina, who worked closely with Jackie Gall, effectively forced his way onto the Fianna Fáil ticket by rallying the local organisation. So there's a really good hot contest between them, a new name versus an old name in the field there. It's also Jackie Callan dropping out has also resulted in Jim Ryan, independent here in Thurles, formerly Fianna Fáil. Yeah, Gene Poole Fianna Fáil coming into the race as well. So there is that, obviously there is that concern that will they do like they did in Roscommon in the last election, split the vote, but there should be a Fianna Fáil seat there one way or another between them.
Donald, there are two big political beasts here, Michael Lowry and Alan Kelly as well. How could things fare for those?
Well, look, I think everyone would be very shocked if Michael Lowry didn't top the poll. He's talking about the votes he lost to South Tip, but he still returned five councillors who were, if not topping the poll in the local elections, they were close seconds for the most part, including a new face to replace an old one in Nina. So he's still the big political beast here. He'll soak up all the Fine Gael vote. He's doing quite well, although he's been met with some cynicism on the Kilkenny side of the border when he's turning up at GAA events in Urlingford, but yeah, he's expected to top the poll. Alan Kelly, obviously a big beast as well, and he's running a big campaign with a big launch, and his claim to be a minister in the next government in a coalition is landing.
Fine Gael, Fiona, they're running a local Ballina-based councillor, Phil Bogler. How should she do, in your view?
Yeah, Fine Gael got very excited when they saw Jackie Cahill dropping out of the race, but then when they saw the Fianna Fáil ticket, they started to lose interest then again. There'd have to be a huge swing towards Fine Gael and the Harris Hop for Phil Bugler to come in seriously into contention here for a seat.
It would have to be huge, really, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would have to be pretty big. So there's not an expectation that's where the seat is going to go.
But look, I'm going to get you to call it. So first of all, Donal, the three seats, where do you see them landing?
As a man said to me recently, it'll either be Lowry Kelly Smith or Lowry Smith Kelly.
Fiona?
Yeah, the count is on above in the presentation school sports complex. I used to play basketball there years ago. Michael Lowry is a slam dunk. Alan Kelly is a free throw that should go in. And then there's a rebound between Smith, O'Mara and Ryan, and Smith should win that on experience.
Fiona, earlier on the programme, we heard from Fine Gael leader Simon Harris. Where do you view the campaign going now as we enter the final week?
I think you saw the focus there from Anya's questions on the fault lines with Simon Harris. His VAT proposal is pretty complex on housing and the homelessness and the Acorn Fund. You're seeing that contradiction there. He's also seeing that he has to clean up a bit of a mess that he made on the debate the other night, where he says he was pedantic and semantic. He was actually petulant and snippy about the children's hospital. So that's going to be in the final week, that focus on the three leaders and where are their weak points.
Well, finally, where's the winning and losing in this campaign, briefly?
Yeah, I mean, obviously everybody is getting out with the ground war, but the weather is making that increasingly difficult. It will come down to, can anybody fabricate some sort of a swing out of the leaders debate between the three big leaders on Monday night? Otherwise, there's still a lot of undecided voters out there who might well swing independent.
Fiona and Sheehan, Ireland editor with the Irish Independent, and Donald Doyle, head of news with Tip FM. Thanks for joining us here at Liberty Square in Thurles in the Roadcaster. And Fiona, and there's a debate in Nina's Town Hall on Sunday with candidates from the election field in North Tipperary. You'll be moderating that, and it's a free event for anyone interested. So, Anya, just a reminder as well, there's a full list of candidates for North Tipperary and all other constituencies available to read on the RTE website. But from Thurles and Liberty Square, it's back to you in Dublin.
And you can go and warm up now, Cian. Thank you for that.